Ghana and Nigeria are the only countries in the ECOWAS sub-region that have developed programs aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The chairman of the National Climate Change Program in Ghana, Edward Osen Sintiri, disclosed this at an ongoing workshop on the development and implementation of nationally appropriate mitigation actions on climate change, which is being attached by all member countries of ECOWAS in Accra. The three-day workshop is to enable the countries to come out with a new and legally binding document on climate change to replace the Kyoto Protocol, which expires in 2012, Georgia Secretary reports.
Under the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, countries are expected to develop their action plans on how to reduce greenhouse gas emissions voluntarily before they can seek donor support on how to implement those plans. The ECOWAS Commissioner for Agriculture, Environment and Water Resources, Husseini Salifu, said Africa could become poorer if steps are not taken to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the continent. He urged ECOWAS member countries to plant more trees and desist from polluting water bodies to avoid a disaster in the future. Mr. Salifu urged participants to come out with realistic proposals on how the continent could collectively protect the continent from destruction. Ghana's Deputy Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Dr. Edward Omanibuama, in a speech read for him, said Ghana developed an action plan on how to reduce greenhouse gas emission, taking into consideration the benefits, costs, and legalities. He called on other ECOWAS member countries to emulate the steps taken by Ghana and Nigeria to save the continent's climate from destruction. The UNDP country director at the ECOWAS sub-regional consultative meeting, Dr. Kamil Kamaluddin, said UNDP is ready to support governments that have realistic programs on how to reduce greenhouse emissions. All ECOWAS member countries are represented at a workshop in Accra, which ends on Friday. George Asikri, Radio Ghana, Accra.